welcome to vegetarianism, the noble way of living. So we're going to be making a delicious berry and custard coulée. So I'm going to list all the ingredients for you. We've got some pre-done pastries here, which I will show you shortly how to prepare them. We've got soy milk, vanilla soy milk. It's a really nice flavour to add to custard. We have 2 tablespoons of sugar. We have 3 tablespoons of custard powder. A quarter of a cup of soy milk, vanilla soy. Some icing sugar and berries for garnish. And here we have 2 cups of mixed berries. Fresh is best, but depending on the season, you may need to buy the frozen berry packets from the supermarket. And here we have my favourite, 3-berry jam. You need about 250 mils of that, a cup. And also some soy milk for garnishing the top of the pastries. The first thing I'm going to prepare is the berry coulée, and then I'll show you what we do with the pastry while that's simmering. I'm just going to turn this on to a high heat. Now the secret with a coulée is that the jam has to dissolve, and it does take quite a bit of time. So firstly you want to put the berries in, a good sizzle going on, very straight in there. And these frozen berries consist of raspberries, boysenberries, blueberries, and I think there's even an odd blackberry. It's delicious and high in antioxidants. So especially there is a bit of a different flavour when they're fresh. However, it makes no difference to the end product if they're frozen. Put all that jam in there. Give that a good stir, mix it all up together. So as you can see, it's quite thick, almost congealed. And as you bring it to the boil, it will thin out quite fast. So once it's boiling, we're going to lower the heat and let it simmer generally about 10 or 15 minutes it can take. It all depends on the jam and how much sugar content is in the jam. The more sugar, the longer it takes for it to liquefy, which is basically just where the sugar is melted and becomes quite runny. But it's delicious. It's even delicious on its own, on top of lovely soy ice cream. So we're going to do a mix. It's cooking quite fast there, so we're going to turn it down a wee bit. And you want to let it simmer on a medium heat, once you've got a bit of a boil going. Okay, that's great. So just leave that there. Spin this side. And here we have some ready rolled pastry. Here in New Zealand you can get the check that it's vegetarian approved. A lot of pastry does have either egg or animal fat, so it is wise to check the ingredients first. And all ready roll pastry comes in this size. So you just take out one sheet and remove the plastic backing. Put it over there. And then you want to cut it into about 8 pieces. So we're going to halve it first. Now you can make rectangles, you can do triangles, you can do squares. It's up to you whether you want to experiment or what sort of look you want for the final product. I think rectangle fingers look quite good and they are definitely easier to eat. So we're going to cut that into 8. Keeping an eye on the berries, you can hear them boiling there. Give a bit of a stir. We need to turn that heat down a bit more. That's better. As you can see, the consistency of this is already starting to melt quite a bit. Okay, so then you want to separate them a bit, because when you put them in the oven, they do swell up, as you can see, to at least 3 times their size. And always when you're doing pastry, preheat the oven first, 200 degrees Celsius. I'm going to cook them for 10 minutes. So take a little bit of soy. I like to use vanilla soy, as I was saying before. It does add a nice flavour. I'm just going to baste the top of each one of these. And it also helps it to go golden on the top. And that's boiling nicely there. Smell the berries cooking. It smells delicious. Okay, so I'm just going to take that and pop that in the oven. So the coulée is almost done. My favourite sort of jam to use is the one that is just natural. This brand here in New Zealand just has berries and sugar. So as you can see, it's quite runny now. Let that simmer for a little bit longer. But I did keep stirring to ensure that they all get, it can get quite thick. And of course, because it's sugary, it can stick to the sides quite easily. So keep an eye on that. Now here for the custard powder, I'm going to put in a custard sauce, I'm going to put in the custard powder, which is mostly just corn flour. So corn flour and a small flavouring. Custard is a very popular dish in New Zealand for desserts, and the sugar, and also the quarter of a cup of soy milk. So we're going to make, out of that, we're going to make a paste. So give that a bit of a stir until it's even before adding the last 1 3/4 cups of soy milk. So if you use a fork or a whisk is the best way for this result, and it does thicken very quickly, so it is wise to keep an eye on the custard, as once you put it, bring it to the boil, it goes thick very fast. Okay, it's all mixed in there. That Kool-Aid looks fine. As you can see, it's quite runny now. So I'm going to pop that to the side. You have to wait a little bit for it to cool. Smells delicious. Okay, so I'm going to pop this one on here now. So put it on about a medium heat. You don't want it to cook too fast. As I said before, it does go thick quickly, and so keeping it constantly stirring stops it from sticking on the bottom. So I've got that mixed, and I'm going to add the rest of the milk, 1 3/4 of a cup. So you could use vanilla soy milk, or even if you liked, you could probably try chocolate soy milk. Any flavour will just add to the flavour of custard. It just depends on what your favourite is. I love vanilla soy. I'm going to keep mixing that a wee bit hotter, just to make it cook a wee bit faster. There's a very famous and favourite dessert here in New Zealand called custard squares. Very similar ingredients. It's just pastry full of thick custard and iced with vanilla icing. It's very delicious. But today we're making the Kool-Aid. And so already you can start to feel, if you're stirring, you start to feel it congealing on the bottom as it's getting thicker. And so it is good to keep stirring constantly. A whisk is a great thing to use. It stops it from curdling, and almost instantly turns into a custard. So we're going to lower that to a very low heat to simmer, and voila, we have custard just like that. So turn that off now, and leave it there, keep stirring a wee bit. Welcome back to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. And then we're going to prepare, I'll show you here, to prepare one of the pastries. Okay, so you want to cut them about the same size, whether they're squares or triangles. As long as they're about the same size, then that's fine. I'm going to put the flat side up. And give it a wee bit of a squash so that it's not going to fall off. Put this side. And take a scoop of the delicious berry Kool-Aid. Just drizzle that on the top. Smells delicious. So when you use fresh berries, it does end up quite a bit thicker, because of course there's more water content in frozen berries. And then you pop the other piece of pastry on top. And you do need to use your custard fairly soon after it's been cooked, because it does, the longer it's left to sit, it does congeal and gets thicker. But you can thin it out by adding a little bit more soy milk. And just over the top, going to drizzle the pastry, custard on top of the pastry. Nice thick coating. And you garnish with a small amount of icing sugar, which is just absorbing. A couple of berries to decorate.
final touch. Just a little bit around the side for presentation, looks lovely. And here we have delicious berry and custard coulée. Pretty little cream. Voila! I'm going to prepare myself one over here on the side, just to make sure that it tastes as good as it looks. Just a bit of berries on top. It's definitely a very sweet dish, so if you have a very sweet tooth, you're going to love this one. Okay, and then a piece on top. Of course, some custard. And a little decoration. A little bit of icing sugar. Smells delicious. A lovely crunchy pastry. That is wonderful. Well, I hope you've enjoyed today's show. And next up, we've got to be master and disciples. So thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.